Right, thank you, Brother Pat, for tailoring the songs to the Names of Jesus series. And just to let you know, heads up that there are only about 5 more, including this one, in the series Names of Jesus. We are now at part 17. Starting in the United States, TGIF, thank God it's Friday, has become a common expression of relief at the end of the work week and anticipation of relaxing or partying over the weekend. The term was originated by the Akron, Ohio disc jockey Jerry Healy on radio station WAKR in the early 1970s. I mention TGIF not because I am a proponent of using it. In my mind, the normal usage is taking God's name in vain, although a person could obviously use the phrase in a proper way. There's nothing wrong with being thankful to God because it is the end of the work week. So I mention TGIF not because I'm a proponent of using it. I mention TGIF because a man was at a banquet listening to a well-known and much admired political leader making a speech. He was seated next to the speaker's wife. He had noticed that the speaker was immaculately attired. He even had fancy monograms on his socks. But when the man looked a little closer, he saw that the monogram was not your usual 2 or 3 letters, but rather 4 letters. And they didn't seem to have any relationship to his name's initials. Rather, on closer inspection, he noticed that the monogram was TGIF. Puzzled by this familiar acronym being on a man's socks, he turned to the politician's wife and asked why he had TGIF on his socks, which everyone knows means, thank God it's Friday. She nodded her head negatively and said, oh no, that's not what the letters are for. The monograms are there to help him get dressed. They stand for toes going first. TGIF. Name of God is also in 4-lettered words in Hebrew. J-H-V-H, Jehovah, called by the rabbis Tetragrammaton. Jehovah means I am that I am, the self-existing one. It's the most profound and awe-inspiring name God has ever given to himself. Incidentally, according to E. Cockham Brewer, the name of God in other languages is also in 4-lettered words. In Greek, Theos. In Latin, Deo. French, Du. In Assyrian, Adat. Dutch, Gott. German, Gott. Danish, Goth. Swedish, Goth. Persian, Soru. Arabic, Allah. Egyptian, I don't know how to pronounce this. Don't try it. Sanskrit, Deva. Spanish, Dios. Italian, Idio. Scandinavian, Odin. Long before the universe existed, Jehovah planned its creation. When human eyes could not behold, he moved with indescribable majesty to say, let there be, as there was. Whence he came, how he operated, and what were the inexhaustible attributes of his transcendent glory are revelations beyond human understanding. He always was and ever will be the infinite God. Men were taught to call him Heavenly Father. Angels recognized him as the inspired creator. But when Jehovah spoke of himself, he said in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, I am that I am. What can we say about the I am? Roman numeral 1. The I am of authentic purpose. The I am of authentic purpose. Moses was exceedingly apprehensive concerning his future. God had commissioned him to deliver the captive nation in Egypt, but the job was frightening. When he told God of his inability to be an eloquent speaker, he was informed that Aaron would be the spokesman in the court in Egypt. An old Portuguese story depicts a young Christian lad who is forced to beg on the streets of his village. One day, the beggar boy is scorned and teased by a wealthy atheist son. If God really loves you, why doesn't he take better care of you? Why doesn't he tell someone to send you a pair of shoes? Sadly, the lad replies, I think God does tell people, but they aren't listening. Similarly, God did tell Moses that Aaron would be the spokesman in the court in Egypt, but he wasn't really listening. Becoming somewhat desperate, Moses used a different argument, reminding God of the stubbornness of Israel and of the certainty of their asking for his credentials. He asked, "Whom shall I say sent me?" God replied with a profound name in Exodus chapter 3 verses 14 to 15. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. An insurance company sponsored a seminar for its salespeople. The title of the seminar was Inspiration. The speaker was trying to inspire the agents to sell more policies, so he began telling them a success story about a man who was later identified as the president of their company. I know a man who drove straight to his goal. He looked neither right nor left. He pressed forward at all costs and with only one destination in mind. Neither friend nor foe could delay or divert him from the road he had chosen. All who stood in his path did so at their own risk. He drove himself night and day. What would you call such a man, my friends? From the rear, from all the obviously uninspired veteran salespeople, came the answer, a truck driver. No. He was not a truck driver. He was a man of purpose. Similarly, God was a God of purpose, and he authenticates his purpose with the name I Am. He is the I Am of authentic purpose. Roman numeral 2, the I Am of amazing power. The I Am of amazing power. A 3-year-old boy received a Superman cape as a present. He excitedly put on his new costume and ran outside as fast as he could. After a few minutes of running and jumping in the backyard, the boy returned to the house and angrily tore the costume off and threw it on the floor. With disgust, the boy complained, It doesn't matter how hard I try, I can't get this stupid thing to work. The cape has no power. Powerless cape. But Jesus is the I Am of amazing power. Probably one of the most sensational events seen during the life and ministry of Jesus took place in the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jehovah's name disarmed the multitude which came to arrest the Savior. John chapter 18 verses 4 to 6 says, Jesus went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto them, I am. As soon then as he had said unto them, I am, they went backward and fell to the ground. The King James translators had it as, I am he. But since he is in italics, this means that it is not found in the original Greek. Jesus simply said, I am. The explanation of that miraculous event is very simple. Jesus was God, and that was one of the occasions when his humanity failed to hide the inherent glory of the Godhead. When he said, I am, he released the immeasurable power that could have slain an army. The soldiers fell to the ground, demoralized, frightened, and helpless. And it was only when Christ's power was withdrawn that they rose to their feet and bound their prisoner. He was God. His name was God's name. But unfortunately, the men were too blind to see the significance of that hallowed moment. A young boy going to see his grandfather was traveling by train. He took a seat beside a man who happened to be a seminary professor. The boy was reading a Sunday school take-home paper, and the professor thought he would have some fun with the boy. So he said, young man, if you can tell me something that Jesus can do, I'll give you a bright, shiny apple. Thoughtfully, the boy replied, Mister, if you can tell me something that Jesus can't do, I'll give you a whole barrel of apples. Jesus is the I Am of amazing power. Roman numeral 3. The I Am of assured provision. The I Am of assured provision. Bill was sitting in his house during a torrential downpour. As the floodwaters reached the bottom of his front door, some friends came along in a rowboat and called to him to climb in. But Bill said, no, I'm trusting the Lord Jesus, I'll be okay. I'm staying here. The rain kept coming and the floodwaters kept rising until Bill was on the second floor. And then he was soon sitting on the roof. Along came a helicopter. The pilot dropped down a rope ladder and called to Bill to climb aboard. But Bill said, no, I'm trusting the Lord Jesus, I'm staying here. The waters kept rising and old Bill drowned. Arriving in heaven, Bill said to Jesus, Lord, I just don't understand it. I trusted in you and I still ended up drowning. And Jesus replied, well, Bill, I don't understand it either. First, I sent you a boat, and then I sent you a helicopter, and you didn't take either one. Jesus is the I Am of provision. God delivered his people in Egypt and led them on their journey to the promised land. He wished them to know and remember that their Redeemer would never leave them. The Lord Jesus taught identical truths. He used the same formula, I am, but in many delightful ways added words to indicate the extent of his care. Jesus provided food to about 5,000 men, and then explained in John chapter 6, verse 35, the significance of the provision using letter A, the statement, I am the bread of life. He healed a man born blind. Is that explained in John chapter 9 verse 5, the significance of the healing, making letter B the statement, I am the light of the world. He raised Lazarus from the dead and then gave the discourse in John chapter 11 verse 25 of why he did it. The truth being that, let us see, I am the resurrection and the life. In the upper room discourse in John chapter 14 verse 1 to chapter 16 verse 33, Jesus said, letter D, I am the way, the truth, and the life. In John chapter 14 verse 6, and letter E, I am the true vine. In John chapter 15 verse 1. In addition, where Jesus is teaching about himself as a door. In John chapter 10, verse 7, letter F, I am the door of the sheep. And as a shepherd, in John chapter 10, verse 11, and chapter 10, verse 14, letter G, I am the good shepherd. I me. Should be I me. Right? I me is the most common verb in Greek and needs to be memorized. It means I am. Notice that the pronoun is included in the verb itself. Similarly, the verb I means you are. The verb esteem means he or she or it is, and so on. Because the pronoun is included in the verb itself, it is generally unnecessary to supply the pronoun as the subject of the sentence. When a pronoun does occur, it is for emphasis. Numerous times in John's Gospel, beginning with John chapter 6, verse 35, Jesus uses the pronoun ego with I me in the expression ego I me ho. I am the. In each case, he is emphasizing who he is. For example, when Jesus says, I am the bread of life in John chapter 6, verse 35, he is, as it were, pointing a finger towards himself and saying, if you want eternal life, then look to me and me only, for I am the bread of life. The other I am statements have a similar emphasis. Any provision that we want, we can find by looking to our blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. There is more. Jesus' use of I am in all of the I am statements identify Jesus with Jehovah, who is the I am. In fact, at one point in his ministry, Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 58, before Abraham was, I am. He took the name which belongs to deity alone when he said, I am. He took upon himself the title of Jehovah himself. Also, regarding the statement, I am the good shepherd, Christians can hardly forget that the metaphor was also taken up by David and applied to Jehovah in Psalm 23, verse 1, thus identifying Jehovah with Jesus. So seven I am names. We'll consider the light of the world under names of Jesus, part 8, the worldly names. We'll consider the true vine under names of Jesus, part 11, names from nature. We have considered the bread of life under names of Jesus, part 15, the lively names. We shall consider the remaining four I am names in upcoming sermons. John, who began his gospel with an affirmation of the deity of his Lord, apparently enjoyed expounding the boundless treasure enshrined within the eternal name of I am. Paul evidently comprehended, at least to a small degree, the limitless wonder of this inscrutable truth. He wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 17, now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. The I am of authentic purpose. The I am of amazing power, and the I am of assured provision. Now, Jehovah's Witnesses do not believe that Jesus Christ is God. They believe that Jesus was Michael the Archangel, a spirit person who laid down his spirit nature to become a man. They believe that Jesus was crucified on a stake, not a cross. that his death was a ransom paid to Satan, not to save us, and that his resurrection was spiritual rather than physical. The Jehovah's Witnesses quote William Barclay in support of their position that Jesus is not God. Says Bible translator William Barclay, the Apostle John is not here, John chapter 1 verse 1, identifying the Word with God. To put it very simply, he does not say that Jesus was God. But this is blasphemy and a heresy. It's a false and unscriptural view. We have seen that Jesus identified himself as Jehovah with his seven I am statements found only in John. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine. I am the door of the sheep. And I am the good shepherd. Jesus is God in every sense of the word. Those statements about Jesus that were written by the Jehovah's Witnesses all contradict the statement that Jesus Christ is God. Yet the latter is precisely what the Bible teaches. While Christ was truly God, he was also truly man. He was the God-man. We need God to die upon the cross because there's no man that's perfect enough to do so. We need a man to die upon the cross because no one else but a man can take our place. Jesus was the perfect man, and to be a perfect man, he had to be God. May the Lord preserve and keep Heritage Baptist Church from the cultic influence of the Jehovah's Witnesses. In closing, let's arise to sing the song, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah, a song that has the name Jehovah, I am that I am. Guide me, O Thou Great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land.